Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Dissatisfaction and boredom are common issues in today's world, especially amongst the young folks. No matter how full our schedule is, we just can't seem to achieve a lasting sense of fulfillment that comes with living a satisfying life. Allowing ourselves to live in a state of apathy is the equivalent of giving ourselves a death sentence, albeit a slow one. It's no wonder that people feel the need to get quick fixes using sugar, alcohol, cigarettes, and antidepressants. But no matter how restricted you feel in your situation, you have the ability to attend to the needs of your spirit and regain a childlike enthusiasm. In this episode, I'll share a few ways that you can accomplish this. What to do when your life feels boring and unpredictable? Boredom, the desire for desires. Leo Tolstoy. Another day, another dollar. Same old, same old. Life on repeat mode. Do you identify with any of these statements? I sure did. I used to be one of those people who couldn't stand still for a minute and needed constant mental stimulation to feel fully engaged with my life. As an excitement junkie, I wanted lots of things to be happening around me and a full schedule. I did anything to prevent my existence from resembling the life of Bill Murray's character in the movie Groundhog Day. His life seemed like a nightmare to me. It wasn't long before I realized that my avoidance of predictability and boredom was actually a symptom of unresolved psychological issues that I was running away from. It was a strong coping mechanism that I used to protect myself from facing the reality of my life and dealing with the shadowy aspects of my persona. I'm certain that many of you can admit to doing this at some point in your life. It doesn't help that we live in a culture that makes life seem like one big popularity contest, where the most successful people are the ones who have a lot going on. Our celebrity fascination gives us the illusion that happiness is a result of being busy and constantly on the move. We fill our Facebook and Instagram pages with images and status updates that make our life seem just as eventful. Besides social media, we have plenty of other avenues such as chat programs and apps to share our life's happenings. Yet deep down, many of us are bored and we experience a sense of malaise. No matter how busy you are with your career, relationships, and social schedules, when you're actually truthful with yourself, you'll admit that you aren't dissatisfied and unfulfilled. In your heart of hearts, you know that you're not in the flow and you feel disconnected from the abundance around you. In other words, you feel blah. This trend is reflected in the younger generations of today. According to a survey published, 2/3 of millennials are bored with their life, 27% are bored with TV, and 1 in 6 is fed up with social media. This is an epidemic that shows the extent to which their interest in living has dwindled and how desensitized the youngsters of today have become to all the wonder and beauty. Allowing ourselves to continue living in a state of apathy is the equivalent of giving ourselves a death sentence, where our spirit gradually deteriorates. It's no wonder that people feel the need to get quick fixes using sugar, alcohol, cigarettes, and antidepressants. They're going against their nature, which is to experience life from a place of aliveness vitality, and connection with their life force. I'm sure that you can recall feeling a sense of zest for life when you were a kid. Despite having short attention spans, young children make it a priority to find ways to be entertained through play and by channeling their natural enthusiasm. I believe that it's possible for us to experience the same verb for life if we can let go of our worries, gain deeper self-awareness, and adopt a positive approach towards life. I'm certainly not suggesting that we go back to being kids and teens. Neither am I saying that crazy and extraordinary events should be occurring every day of our lives. All I'm saying is that we have the ability to make every single day as significant and joyful as we would like it to be. We can experience excitement in the ordinariness of life. We can vibrate with the buzz of life even in a peaceful, calm, and centered state. No matter how restricted you feel due to financial limitations and other demands, you can always make time to attend to the needs of your spirit as part of your self-care regime. You also have to genuinely believe that you deserve to have an exciting life and apply yourself towards creating that lifestyle. A wonderful example of someone who radiated a natural enthusiasm for life is Walt Disney. Walt was passionate about whatever he was working on, whether it was building a family, an animation studio, or a theme park. His enthusiasm was contagious enough to influence everyone around him. Voice actor Corey Burton said, "Walt was excited about his projects, his movies, his theme parks. When he was excited about something, his excitement fired up everyone around him. Groups, organizations, and communities." Number 3, change your attitude, focus, and energy levels. Sometimes all we need to feel enlivened is to shift our attitude and perspective. Perhaps you've grown accustomed to focusing on the negative and what's not working in your life. If you have dark clouds perpetually hovering above your head, it's time to examine your thought patterns and shift any negative belief systems that are blocking your path to happiness. Perhaps you need to learn the art of being in the present moment and savoring it. A daily practice of gratitude, of acknowledging the things that you're grateful for, is an effective way to do this. You can boost your physical sense of well-being by nourishing yourself with healthy foods. Number 4. Find purpose and meaning in your life. Having a strong sense of purpose is a powerful source of drive and motivation. When you believe that your life has meaning and that every day offers you an opportunity to live out your purpose and make a difference, you'll be energized with enthusiasm. Running through the motions and mechanically carrying out your duties without any sense of purpose is a sure recipe for boredom and a lack of contentment with life. Bring meaning to your life by crafting a vision that compels you and support it with goals and action steps that are in alignment with your values. Number 5, get curious and be open to learning. The world is a vast, wonderfully complex place and provides us with a profusion of learning opportunities. We need to approach life from the standpoint of a lifelong student and cultivate a sense of curiosity about everything around us. Nowadays, there are plenty of chances to expand our knowledge if we're open to seeing them. We can step out of our bubble and dislodge from our mental ruts by simply taking the initiative to seek out the unusual. When guided by our curiosity, life becomes one grand adventure. Like Indiana Jones, we'll be able to charter into new territory, search for priceless treasures, and broaden our horizons as we unearth new worlds and ways of living. The universe is inherently a dynamic and ever-changing place. You're always connected to this universal energy, and you're a part of this cosmic dance. As a conscious and intelligent being, you play a key role in this dance. You become an active participant once you're plugged into your purpose and you can appreciate the meaning and significance of your existence on the planet. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.